Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. Welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. Today we're going to talk about bravery. Bravery is not only what you choose to do, but what you choose not to do. As dads, we want to create brave children. We want our kids to get out of their shells, but to take measured risk. We want them to understand when failing leads to a scraped knee versus a broken bone, and that they'll hopefully act differently in each situation. So how do you walk the line between bravery and fear? And bravery, and peer pressure. It comes back to consequences. Teaching your child to be aware of slippery ice or they may fall is a lesson, and it's not the end of the world if they slip and bang themselves up a little bit. However, if they are running into an icy street with traffic, the consequences are obviously different, so you need to step in as a parent. Teaching your child to think about the consequences of their action, to directly tie their efforts to outcomes, helps them as they grow. And the consequences become more real. We want to raise kids that aren't afraid to take suitable risks because those are the kids that become the most successful adults. The ones who aren't afraid to ask for what they need, to be proactive, create the life they want to live. And we want to make sure that they have the same bravery to walk away from a situation that they're not comfortable with. Because while there's the bravery to try new things, there's also the other side of a coin, bravery to make the right decisions in life. As we adults know, the right decision is often not easy, and bravery is often needed for the right decision, not the easy decision. Beyond knowing the safety and consequences of actions, your kids also need to know how to do the right thing. This is much harder to teach, but that's why a dad's path exists. How do you turn your child into the adult you did your best to raise? And we always start with the most important step, for your child to feel your love and support no matter what. The rest can follow from there. If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.